Hey everybody, Mike Cavedra here. I'm trying something new. This is my first podcast in quite a few months, actually. And I'm not at my home. I'm actually in between jobs in my car, going from my overnight job to my morning slash day job. And just wanted to give a update of everything that's been happening over the last, six, seven, 8 months ago since I last did a podcast, and been meaning to try to get back to do some podcasts again, and haven't quite been around getting it done yet, and this seemed like the most opportune time to do it is in between jobs. But, you know, I kind of feel weird sitting in my car driving and talking at the same time, but I guess it's almost like having a Bluetooth in your ear and talking on the phone. But all I know is it's 5:15 in the morning, and when I'm recording this, and thank goodness nobody can see me talking to myself. So that's a good thing. So so I'm in my car here, and decided to do this podcast thing again. And give an update how things are going. Well, what's going on nowadays. I know on Facebook I've seen a lot of these memes and pictures, everything, of the stupid broom challenge. And lo and behold, I get to work, and work has these new brooms in stock tonight. And I go in the sprinkler slash maintenance room, and somebody has three brooms propped up standing by themselves. And I have a picture of this on my Facebook page. I actually posted this morning. So you check it out. You can see three brooms standing that they did last night. And then over in the customer service area, the guy before he left last night also stood up a broom. So I decided to get in on the whole spiel, and made a broom stand up in the back room. And that's also posted on my Facebook page as well. But stupid little things like that, you know. Had to get in the fad, you know, so I show it off. But, you know, it's not a very tricky thing to do if you have a brand new broom, and that's what we had at work. We had new brooms. The bristles were a lot stronger and stiff and straight, so to make those brooms stand up, it was actually quite simple, rather than a ratty old broom. you know, that challenge, you know, it can be a challenge if you have a used broom, which, you know, is almost next to impossible to try to keep standing. But anyway, yeah, so I had to take part of the broom challenge, and I did, and succeeded at that. So let's see what else we got going on here. Sound advice. Yes, we have a gig lined up already, and it's set for August 21st, I think, Friday, August 21st, the North St. Paul History Car Cruise. We only got one gig this year because we were a little late to sign up for another one, and mainly we got only one gig because they only have one spot to have bands play this year, because the other spot is actually they're building a housing development there, like a apartment complex there. So the only place to have a band now is actually in front of the Sidewinders bar down there on the North St. Paul Strip. So August 21st, Friday, August 21st, from 6 until about 9 o'clock or so, 8:30, somewhere around there, catch Sound Advice, and we'll be playing. But there's going to be some more gigs to be lining up this summer as well, and of course I'll get that all posted and all that good stuff when they come in. I bring that up too because I'm finally going to have a practice with Paul, the keyboard player. Finally, he wanted to get together a couple times this winter to kind of keep us fresh, keep the songs Because we haven't played since September, early September, when we played at the, the St. Pat's car show, and I think that was on September 7th, I believe. So, yeah, it's been a while, but so he finally texted me to pick a date for a practice, and he was going to bring over a guy in a different band who also plays bass, but also plays a little bit of guitar, and he wanted to bring him along to, you know, kind of get him warmed up for whatever events he's got going on with that guy. And so I had it originally set up for next Tuesday, which I don't remember the date offhand. I think it was the 17th, next Tuesday. And so I had that squared away. And then I had to change it because I got some other plans coming up on Tuesday. You know, so it got pushed to Wednesday. They're going to be coming to my house and practicing. So, yeah, kind of get the dust off the old fingers, so to speak. Although, you know, I've been kind of noodling around with the guitar and recording some stuff. And, you know, kind of practicing the bass a little bit here and there. I recorded two cover tunes within the last month or so. In between bouts of flu and everything. Real fun stuff. And I recorded the vocals for these two songs like right on the tail end of one flu session I had. Motorhead's Ace of Spades. I tried that, and it seemed to work out all right, although I'll probably end up redoing the vocals on that one. And then a Nine Inch Nails song, Hand That Feeds. And I was real proud of that one because just how intricate the guitar parts are in that one. Playing some of those bits on it was a little tricky, but I was able to do it. And actually, it turns out pretty nice, but I just don't have a synthesizer to play the synthesizer parts. But I haven't pulled out the keyboard to see if I can try to replicate it with some sort of keyboard sound. But that might happen some time a little later on in the future. We'll see about that. But other than that, my son, who we left to go to San Diego last March to see graduate from boot camp, he's stationed in Okinawa, Japan, and he's loving it there. So yeah, he's halfway around the world seeing things I've never seen before. And yeah, but with this whole corona outbreak thing going on over on that side, he's been a little scared to leave the base to do anything, so he's kind of been holed up on his base where he's stationed there in Okinawa. But yeah, this coronavirus thing, man, what the heck is going on there? Yeah, I read somewhere 722 deaths already from that thing, and then there's like thousands and thousands of people now. I just saw on Facebook this morning that looks like there might be three people in North Dakota that might have contacted the coronavirus. So this thing is pretty scary and pretty weird, you know. I know for me, this is like one of the worst winters I've had getting sick-wise. This flu I had pretty much knocked me down for about 3 weeks. I only missed one day total of work from both jobs and had to force myself to go in and work. Otherwise, you know, I'd be broke. But, holy cow. I mean, the sinuses were all acting up. My ears are plugged. I mean, my ears are finally almost back to normal. Not quite there. I mean, they still act up every now and then. But, yeah, the sinuses were just all clogged. Head felt like a balloon. And, you know, just completely drained. And so I bought some vitamin C tablets that I've just been chopping those vitamins down daily and drinking orange juice and, for a while, a lot of lemon-lime soda, 7-Up, you know, just to try to get back on my feet. And finally, you know, I'm starting to almost feel back. I'm probably sitting at maybe about 90%. efficiency now. Well, it's a heck of a lot better than one of it. But, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of this crap. And then, you know, it'd go away. Some days would be better than others. And really, really weird stuff. And came around the house, hit all of us in the household. And, you know, it still lingers a little bit. So it kind of sucks. But, you know, life goes on. Can't let this ailment hold you back. Just keep on trucking, you know. Or as Dory the Fish in Finding Nemo says, just keep swimming. And so swimming I am, and going from one job to another, like I'm doing right now. But wow, what a winter it's been so far. And now we're supposed to have this cold snap coming in, and supposed to get like 20 below wind chill, almost 30 below wind chill crap. And great, you know, we're in February. Why couldn't have done this in January? I don't know. It's been a pretty mild winter, so I guess I can't complain. Over the last couple of winters where we're just getting bogged with snow and cold temperatures. But oh well, is what it is. Almost running out of things to say. How are things going in your neck of the woods? Hope things are going good for you. Going decent for us, I guess you could say. Despite getting sick. But, yeah. Well, I'm going to end it right now, as I'm going to pull in the work here very shortly. But look for me to do some more podcasts soon. I don't know if I'll be doing them for my car or for my home, but hopefully we'll get them in here somehow with some more updates and news and other crap. But, yeah. So, we'll see you later.